Hey, strangers, it's Daisy, and if you're enjoying Strange and Unexplained, I've got something you need to check out. It's the brand new Crime House original series, Clues, hosted by Morgan Absher and Kaylin Moore. And if their names sound familiar to you, that's because Morgan hosts the podcast Two Hot Takes, and Kaylin hosts the podcast Heart Starts Pounding. And they're coming together to host this new series, Clues. Every Wednesday, Morgan and Kaylin will take you deep into the world of the most notorious crimes ever, where a single clue can crack a case wide open. From shocking murders to high-stake trials, Clues unpacks the forensic evidence and obsessive sleuthing behind the investigations that still have people talking to this very day. Kaylin is your true crime expert breaking down the cold, hard facts of these cases, and Morgan is your internet detective going into full Reddit mode to uncover the theories and weird details you definitely haven't heard. So whether you're obsessed with the details, deep into internet theories, or love a good forensic twist, you have to check out Clues. Check out this clip from their very first episode.
Hi there, I'm Morgan Absher.
And I'm Kaylin Moore. Between Morgan's show, Two Hot Takes, and my show, Heart Starts Pounding, we've spent years dissecting the internet's craziest stories and the world's most chilling true crime cases.
And now we're teaming up on Clues, a Crime House original show powered by Pave Studios. Every Wednesday on Clues, we'll break down the small but crucial details that cracked open some of the most infamous cases. I'll be your internet sleuth, pulling out the threads that don't add up, or maybe do, and digging into the unanswered questions that still linger.
And I'll be piecing together the timelines, analyzing the forensic science, and tracking the hard evidence that changed everything.
We're talking about the hair fiber that sealed a conviction, a footprint that blew open an alibi, and the case that took decades to solve, until somebody finally connected the dots.
And some clues are obvious, but some are hidden in plain sight. And sometimes they lead to places and convictions that no one ever expected.
So if you're like us and can't stop combing through case files and crime documentaries, this is the show for you.
Tune in every week for Clues, where even the littlest details matter, and sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction.
Today, we are opening up the case file for the murder of Lacey Peterson. I want to get into a few more of these clues, but can you give us a little bit more background on Scott's boat first?
Yes, it's important to know a little bit more about this boat, actually. So Scott bought it on December 9th, 2002, about 2 weeks prior to Lacey's disappearance. And if you've been paying attention to the timeline here, December 9th is also when he told Amber Fry, his mistress, that he had a wife who had passed away previously. Just so we're all on the same page with that. He also bought this boat in cash, which when you also add in the fact that he was keeping it in a warehouse away from his family, no one knew about this boat. There's no paper trail leading him to this boat. Feels pretty secretive. According to Scott, on December 24th, the day Lacey went missing, that was the first time he had ever taken this boat out in general. Even though he had bought it on December 9th, he had never taken it out before, but he thought that the day Lacey went missing also was like the perfect time to take it out.
Christmas Eve, why not?
Yeah, right. 5 hours round trip. Can't get over that. Scott himself even said that Lacey had never been on this boat before. But one of the biggest clues in this case was found on the boat.
Which brings us to our second clue, which is two dark strands of hair that were found in a pair of pliers on Scott's boat. Initially, it was reported that only one strand of hair was found, but months later, it came out that there was actually a second strand of hair that was found in the evidence envelope.
And eventually, the prosecution for this case argued that because Lacey's hair was found on the boat, it meant that she had been on the boat, if not when she was alive, then when she was dead. Because hair wasn't just found on clothing. It wasn't just found strewn about in the boat, like maybe it had gotten on Scott's shirt and fell off, whatever. It was wrapped up in pliers.
Yeah.
Which is a very strange spot for the hair to be.
I mean, it would seemingly have to be kind of intentional for it to get caught. I shed everywhere. Like if you went and looked in my car right now, there'd be blonde hairs everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that they were wrapped up in those pliers. And it's not odd for someone to have pliers on a boat, especially when fishing. You know, you could use them to take a fish off of your hook mm-hmm. or cut a line that got tangled or whatever. It's not that. It's the fact that by his own admission, Scott said Lacey had never been on the boat.
Right. And again, too, it makes me think about how maybe there was a chance that he hugged her goodbye in the morning, hair got on his shirt, it got onto the boat. But we're never going to know that because Scott washed his clothes the second he got home. So all of that evidence is gone now.
Make sure to tune into Clues every week and discover the details with us wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to take a peek into our case files, make sure you're following us on socials at Crime House and at Clues Podcast on Instagram.
Thanks for listening. To check out the rest of this episode and so much more, make sure to follow Clues with Morgan Absher and Kaylin Moore. Just search for Clues wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop every Wednesday.